This is Denny Elliott and Dean Ritz for Ethically Speaking.
Do unto others as you would have them do unto you.
That's a sentiment found in Christianity and Muslim religions.
You don't say.
I do. And it should be distinguished from the equally common, do not do unto others as you would have them not do unto you. That one's found in Confucianism, Buddhism, and Judaism.
You have to run that by me again. You're saying there's a difference between doing things to others that you want done to you and not doing things to others that you don't want done to you.
Ethically speaking, yes. The one prohibiting harmful actions, that is the do not do unto others, sets the minimal requirement for ethical behavior, that is, cause no harm.
And the other, the do unto others, describes something approximating the ethical ideal?
Right. To be well treated, treat others well.
At first glance, it sounds good that people should do to others as they would like done to them. But at second glance, it sounds, you know, so paternal. Maybe I don't want someone to make assumptions about what I'd like done to me.
Surely you don't want them harming you.
No, I don't. But I also don't necessarily want them acting like parents. Say I smoke. Now, I wouldn't want someone taking my cigarette from my mouth because that's what they would like done to them. I need to make that decision for myself.
How does someone doing unto you prevent you from making your own decisions?
When someone projects his own idea of ideal behavior and then treats me accordingly, I feel like I get left out of the equation.
In other words, one person's ideal may become another person's interference.
It's not interference to share your ethical ideals at ethicallyspeaking.org.
Ethically Speaking is a co-production of the University of South Florida, St. Petersburg, and the University of Montana. Support provided by the Montana Committee for the Humanities and the Metropolitan Water District of Southern California.